Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're doing the chapter on good character, Babu Husnil Khulqi. Under this character we did some of the beautiful characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yesterday we did the hadith of Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, who says that I did not touch any silk brocade or silk. At that time, even now too, one of the softest fabric you can get is silken fabric. But I haven't touched anything softer than the palms of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then I did not smell any fragrance sweeter than the fragrance coming out from the Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years, but never did he say uff to me. If I did anything, he never asked me. He did not ask that, why did you do that? And if I did not do anything, he asked me to do, he did not say, why did you not do that? This was the style and the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very, very lenient, kind. But when it came to matters of deen, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very firm. So when it came to his personal matters, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever took revenge for himself. Never. It was never the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was once a Bedouin that had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated in the company of the elite Sahaba, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, and other Sahaba were around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this Bedouin, he addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such hard words. He tells him that money that Allah ta'ala has given you, in other words, that mali ghanimat, that money that is used for public funds, he addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells him that it's not your money and it's not your father's money. These are the words that come in the hadith. Straight he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's not your money and it's not your father's money also. And I'm demanding some money from that. So when he came and told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't get upset. The other Sahaba were upset with the words that he said. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled. And Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he pulled Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he pulled him by his garment. That was their style. They were very, very abrupt in their way because of coming from the village. They didn't have much refinement. But look at the beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed that he be given a camel load. Camel load is about 300 kilograms. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give him a camel load of goods that were there and let him go with that. So this was the beautiful akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came to himself, he never got upset. But when it came to the laws of Allah ta'ala, and now people were breaking the laws, and those are the things that upsetted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyway, moving on. Anisab ibn Jathama radiallahu anhu, qala uhditu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himaran wahshiyan, faraddahu alayya, falamma ra'a ma fi wajhi, قال إنا لم نرده عليك إلا لأن حرم متفق عليه. هذا سعد بن جثامة رضي الله عنه narrates that I gave Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم a zebra as a gift. I gave Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم a zebra as a gift, but Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم returned it to me. Now you must know he brought this animal and came, and when he gave it to Rasulullah sallam, he took some effort to bring it and give it as a gift. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't accept it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave it back to him. So, naturally he'll feel a bit disappointed that I brought this animal to give it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam gave it back to me. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw on his face that he was disappointed, immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to him why he didn't take the gift. This was the style. He didn't just refuse something and not explain to the person, let the person be hurt. But he was akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu. He didn't want to see anybody getting disappointed also. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to him. He says that we are only returning it to you because we are in ihram. When a person is in ihram, he's not allowed to hunt. Nor is he allowed to take a hunted animal. That animal is still alive. You can't take that hunted animal or take an animal and keep it with you like that. This is a wild animal, a hunted animal. You can't just take it and keep it because they are in ihram. So you're not allowed to hunt in ihram also, nor are you allowed to keep that hunted animal with you. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to take it. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately explained to the Sahabi that this is the reason why I'm not taking this animal. So immediately now he felt at ease. But there is a reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. We'll do one more short hadith and then we'll terminate. عن النواس بن سمعان رضي الله عنه قال سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن البر والإثم فقال البر حسن الخلق والإثم ما حاك في صدرك وَكَرِهْتَ أَيَّ الطَّلِيَ عَلَيْهِ النَّاسِ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمْ. Hazrat Nawas ibn Sam'an radiallahu anhu narrates that I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about righteousness and sin. In other words, what is good, what is evil, what is righteousness, what is sin. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave such a beautiful answer. It's an answer for us to keep in mind. He never spell out every good deed and every evil deed. He just gave a principle. We keep this principle in front of our minds, we'll know ourselves. That is for a person that has got a normal heart, he will be able to appreciate this principle. Otherwise, the person's mind and heart is already polluted, then he can't appreciate this particular principle that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, righteousness is good character. Righteousness is good character. This is righteousness. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that sin is that which creates doubt within you, and you dislike that people come to know of it. Sin is what? It creates doubt within you. Should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? And you dislike that people become aware of it. See, for example, a person is speaking a lie. Now, is this a sin or is it not a sin? The first is that it created some doubt in your heart. When he was speaking, a person with a normal heart, a person with a normal thinking disposition, at the time when he's speaking the lie, he'll think that, should I speak this lie? Am I speaking the lie? It'll worry him. And then he wouldn't like somebody to come to know, people come to know that he spoke a lie. In fact, it's something that he liked to hush it. Don't talk about it. Don't speak about it. Or for example, a person was involved in some fraud. At that time when he was involved in the fraud, if he had a normal mind, it would have worried him that I'm doing the wrong thing. And at the same time, he won't like people to come to know about it. If it was in the newspaper, he'll feel embarrassed about it. If somebody sent it on social media that this is what this person did, immediately he'll feel embarrassed. He doesn't like people to come to know. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in a very nice way, he's explaining that if you don't, you are unsure about it, number one, and number two, you don't like people to come to know about that action, then understand that you're doing a wrong action. You're doing a sin. You're doing something that is guna. Person is going, for example, and he's moving with a ghair mahram female, some female that, for example, is his girlfriend and not his wife. Now he doesn't want people must come to know about it. Nobody must know about it. I'll be embarrassed. It'll be so embarrassing for me. Then he must know that it's a guna. Person using vulgar language. If he uses vulgar language, he doesn't want people must see around him that he used it. And he may be in his heart also feeling not right about it. Then he must know that it's a sin. So beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, instead of listing every item, just said these two things as far as guna is concerned is good deeds. He's showing us how important good akhlaq is. And evil deeds as far as sin is concerned, that you don't feel right about it in your heart, that I'm doing this or I did this, and you don't like other people to come to know about it, then you shouldn't be doing it. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.